FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
So welcome everyone to this supplementary This Club Is My Club special, recorded here at the Recreation Ground in South Manchester, the home of West Sidsby and Charlton. We're here for the Rob Turley Memorial match between the aforementioned West Sidders and Charlton against FC United of Manchester. And joining me here is Stephen Wood.
You fit in really well around here.
I've got the beard.
Exactly.
I've got the coat. I've got matching shoes.
Happily you've not got a top knot.
Matching shoes. Matching polo shirt.
Well, it does look to you.
Matching umbrella. Yeah. I thought that when I looked in the mirror earlier.
Get a top knot.
No. So we're here for this friendly today. It's half time at the moment. It's 1-0 to West Didsbury and Charlton. We'll come to the team news in a second or two, but what did you make of that half?
What's the square root of tedious?
Okay.
No, it was just a pre-season game with a lot of young lads against the North West County side. Actually, the better players in red shirts. You might come to this in a second. They've actually been the younger lads.
Yes.
The experienced lads have been...
So as Margie was hinting at, there is some first teamers playing this evening. We've got Harry Winter, Tom Greaves, George Thompson, Matty Wolfenden as well. And there's a mix, isn't there, of trialists and reservists as well.
Reservists? They're in the army?
Well, there's one reserve player, Doyle.
The rest are all
youth team and trialists. I'm going to mention a couple of players who I think have stood out. For me, Steve Eddy.
We've just been saying that, actually. Yeah. The lad at the back, he looks decent.
Because obviously, West has been talking, we're not sure what type of team they're playing tonight, but they've got Northwest.
They're pretty much, I think, their first team, pretty much, because people have been around here saying, you scored on Saturday and things like that. So.
And he's not overawed, is he? He's strong, he's good in the air, he's composed.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the other one for me is Charlie Doyle. But Charlie's a good player, if you've been watching the reserves or... Whatever, you'll know Charlie. He was a captain last year, if I remember rightly. He's looked all right.
We've got a trialist goalkeeper. Now, goalkeeper, obviously got Dylan Forth as well at this moment in time. But Ashley Frith, who's a trialist, he's come in. He's good on crosses.
Yeah, he's not a great deal to do. I mean, the goal squirmed under him off a corner, but I think it was a free header anyway, or it was a free chance anyway at the far post. Not much to do, really. How Charlton is he over there? He's got the rucksack, the rolled up jeans.
Doesn't work in radio, mate.
Pointing
to some random fella.
He's got the beard and the earring, it's perfect. Sorry.
We mentioned Steve Eddy, but I was going to mention Sam Baird as well, his centre half partner, who was doing very, very well.
But
he's got off injured. And the Twitter feed erupted when this lad came. Well, we had four retweets. Christian Hill came on as a substitute because Baird picked up a knock. And this guy...
He's a Spanish lad.
Yeah, he's from Ciudad de Murcia in Spain, fellow fan-owned club. He's a trialist and, he's come on as right-back. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really know what to add to that. Everything you said there is completely factual. Well done. I heard somebody was saying there were some Spanish lads trialing.
We've got three of them. Just to finish them off, we've got Rubio and
Basso, I'm assuming. Brasso.
Branca.
Oh, Branca, I was going to say, looks like you're right.
Basso's from our reserve team.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't recognise the name, but if we're struggling for anything from something, you can go and polish them.
Adriano Basso.
Yeah, you can.
And three people on Twitter have gone, Basso, and it's like, he must be well known. To some people in the social media world.
Tourette's or something, Basso Tourette's, I don't know. I'm not aware of him, the man. Yeah, I noticed Abadaki's on the bench as well.
Yes.
He's been knocking about for a bit as well. I think he played for Buxton in the FA Cup against us last season.
He did, and I might be wrong here. There's another Aberdacker who played.
It's a quite a popular name in non-league.
We played. You were at that match, that cup final, Earlham Steel against Wythenshaw Town, and he was playing for Wythenshaw Town.
You know what? You're quite right. He was.
Yeah,
he was.
So there you go.
The same one.
It pays to cover really obscure non-league matches.
I was racking my brain to see who else I'd seen him play last year. Yeah, he was. You're right.
We've also got Cameron Horner on the bench as well, and SC Radio listeners might remember Cameron Horner from our FA Youth Cup exploits with Swampy's ready-made chant for him. He's Horner, 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 Horner.
Yeah.
He's Horner. No? Well, it's one in progress, anyway.
He's in the right place on the side of the world, isn't he?
So,
anyway,
we're expecting a load of changes, I'd imagine, at half time. Oh. Just to say, we've got the trip to Winterfell on Saturday. We're not going to be covering that live, but we are going to be handing over to Sam Rhodes for a match report.
Is he doing it whilst he runs on the pitch, doing it, strapping people's thighs and things up? That'd be quite good, actually.
So we'll have a match report out next week for that one. But you're going, Stephen. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good a couple of years ago. It was a decent trip. Short one this year. It's only a couple of nights, one full day. But we'll see what happens. It was friendly enough last time. It was not the cheapest place on planet Earth, but, you know.
Well, those are the thoughts of Stephen.
That's Brexit for you.
Those are the thoughts of Stephen. Those are the thoughts of Stephen Wood.
But that, aren't you, know?
We're now going to hand over to some of the vox pops from people more in the know than myself and Stephen.
Is that when she does a choir? Vox pops? She's singing.
Yeah, she's singing. Good, yeah. Someone who might know a bit more than me and Steve, the fans. Well, I say fans. One of them is Josh Dyson from FCMTV.
Oh, struggling there, then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So over to the fans for their view, and then coming up after that, we'll find out how this match finished.
Did you really just do that, then?
I did bunny ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
So we're now joined by FCMTV's Josh Dyson. Hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm not bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm all good. So is this your first experience of pre-season 2016-17?
No, I went on Saturday.
So what did you think? What do you make of Saturday's performance? And
I don't think
day
you
out?
Can read too much into anything, really, at this stage, can you? I mean, using a few new combinations of players, a few new players I haven't played before coming in, a couple of youth players on the bench, I think. I was saying to someone before, I think the idea we'll get about the squad will probably come when we play Hereford, I think. Then I think we'll probably get a genuine idea of maybe who's going to be here for the start of the season, because I don't even remember this time last year we used a lot of players then, didn't we?
The general, not the general mood, but there was some reaction on social media and forums and that kind of thing, a bit of concern about the lack of incoming players into the squad. Do you share that concern? Or
not yet. I think it's very early to sort of worry about anything yet. I think we're very early on in pre-season. I think if we're in October, November, where we struggling, you know,
that was one of the things, wasn't it? The general feeling was he was being loyal, the manager was being loyal, but he might have left it a bit too late.
Look at the squad that finished at the end of last season. I don't think there was much wrong with that. I think we played very well in parts, and maybe we tailed off at the end a little bit, but that's naturally going to happen when your team's got nothing to play for. I think the key probably is maybe keeping the likes of George Thompson, Sam Madeley fit, and maybe Rory Fallon is going to come back at some point. I think we've got the base of a good team. You're always going to need tweaks, but I think at the moment, like I say, it's far too early to be going into crisis mode, especially after what's going on within the wider club in the last sort of 6 months. I think it's the time for everybody now to sort of.
And it had that mood about it, real, didn't it? It was kind of like a kind of old school way.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I think it was good. I think people who maybe haven't been speaking to each other for a while were sort of shaking hands, and I think we've got to be positive now. I think it might be a bit of a rocky road for a few months, but I think I personally am in a better mood with the club than I was back in April. I think that's important. I think a lot of people who maybe weren't renewing season tickets are renewing season tickets. People are carrying on. You know, there's fundraising ideas coming about. There's the Malcolms thing. There's, you know, all sorts going on now. I think everyone's a lot more positive, and I think that in some ways is more important at the moment than what goes on the pitch, because it's going to keep the club going longer than this season, isn't it?
And FCMTV, are you bothering with pre-season, or are you just going to,
I don't know yet,
turn up for the big games?
Turn up for the big, like Rochdale.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Josh.
No worries.
So we're joined now by Rob. Rob,
good evening.
Did you go to Will on Saturday?
I did indeed.
What did you make of it?
When he put out pretty much a full strength side in the first half, I thought we more than matched him. Winter at the post, we didn't deserve to be a goal down. It was a bit like the Germany-France game, really. where Germany absolutely battered France and France went in 1-0 down. So that was my impression of the first half. Second half, as always happens, so many changes. Defence looks pretty poor. We look dangerous going forward, but
you're a veteran of pre-season, so you expected 10 substitutions at half-time.
Yeah, yeah, it's a full swap of the team, yeah. Goes without saying, doesn't it? So, absolutely expected what came second half, and but some really promising stuff in the first half in particular, and going forward second half, equally some promising stuff. It was just defensively looked a bit short, to be fair.
Now, there's two trails of thought with regards to the preparation for this season. We could have gone for mass changes and take part in this Conference North Arms race, which is taking place across the league, or we could have gone for continuity. It looks like we're going to go for continuity. Is that something you welcome?
Yeah, it has been a bit disconcerting, I must admit, to see all the transfer speculation and news across Conference North, but to be fair, we did all our changes from sort of Christmas onwards last season, so I think he got a squad in place that is more than capable of holding its own towards the end of last season, and I don't see why that shouldn't be the case this, to be fair. And as I say, the first half against Real, it's quite promising. Looking forward to a good pre-season campaign, and take that into the 6th of August, all being well.
And just a mention for the women's team, obviously on Sunday you've got this friendly against Leeds United, which is quite tasty on paper. Women's team, obviously the vote got passed, there's no subs next season. It's quite a pivotal season for the women's team, isn't it?
Huge season, yeah. I'm just in the process of preparing a pre-season friendly programme, which is available from Sunday in the Leeds United game, 2 o'clock kick-off. Urge as many people to get down there as possible, because I think it'll be a cracking atmosphere. And the women's squad, I spoke to Lee on Saturday, 30-odd down for pre-season training. Some stalwarts from the first season, Liv Greenhouse, and Amy Vias back from university. I think things are really shaping up, and the fact that we're not paying subs puts us on equal footing with the men, and I'm all about the equality and the women's team moving forward in that respect as well. So yeah, brilliant, can't wait.
Thanks, Robert. That's 2 o'clock Sunday, Broadhurst Park, SC United against Leeds United.
That's
boom.
The one, be there, thank you.
Do you sometimes feel lonely? Do you long to be a part of something meaningful? Is your marriage no longer giving you the get up and go that you crave so heavily? Well, why not become an FC United member? It only costs £12 a year and you will then own an equal share. FC United is a not-for-profit organisation and your membership fee goes directly towards the running and progression of the club. We are all living in tight times, but ask yourself, do I really need that Xbox game? Do I really need to get the car fixed or to pay my electricity bill? Are my kids' school books really that important? I think you know what to do. Log on to the official website now at fc-utd.co.uk and spend money on something meaningful for once. FC United, a family club.
So it's finished here 2-2, and we've ditched Stephen Wood. We've instead turned our eyes in the general direction of Neil Boothman. Hello, Neil, how are you?
Feels like I've got demoted, really.
No, this
Steve
is promotion.
Okay.
So, full-time, it's finished 2-2.
Yes.
The two FC goals coming in that second half. Yeah. Starting off with a Tom Greaves bullet header.
Absolutely, yeah. Top one.
Best.
Yeah, absolutely. Straight from the corner, just no chance for the keeper.
We made a few substitutions at half-time, but we kept the core of the first teamers on in Greaves, in Wolfenden, and in Thompson.
Yeah.
They were linking up really well in the first 10 minutes or so off the second half. But then we had general substitutions, didn't we?
Yeah.
As you would
in pre-season, yes.
And then the rhythm of the game goes and that kind of thing. But
bit, yeah.
there were some good performances there, I thought.
Yeah.
Especially from the person who got the equaliser in the end, Abadake, who I think is a bit of a journeyman, actually, non-league. I remember him at, I think he's got Buxton and Nantwich connections, and maybe even Wivishaw Town. But a cracking finish with 3 minutes left to play.
Absolutely, yeah. It looked like it kept pushing throughout the game. He was in the centre and he kept swapping with 19. That's the way they got put on the wing again, but he found himself back in the centre, turned his man and slotted it into the corner. It was a good equaliser. It was all he could have wanted off somebody who was trying to show the best to try and get into the team.
As we alluded to in the first part of the show when we were speaking to Steve Wood, there were some good performances there from our youth team. Eddie in particular, the number 5, who was centre back, he was very impressive. But there was Rubio,
16.
Rubio, my favourite.
The beardy weirdy.
The beard. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to speak to Margie about this at the minute.
It's a short beard thing, isn't it?
Yeah. He looked really assured in midfield.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I think it certainly looked like he was. He knew what he was. What he was doing. He didn't give the ball away. He was assured and confident. And I think that's what you want when you're trying to assess trialists, I suppose. Yeah.
So it finished 2-2 here. It's summer's broken out, kind of, at 9:30. It's a lovely summer's evening.
Oh yeah.
It's still a bit cold actually, but there's lots of flies and stuff. But anyway, 463 supporters here. A record attendance for West Didsbury and Charlton.
Yeah.
A good game of football. Next up for you, Neil, is Switzerland.
Yeah.
You're gonna be filming that. I will.
Yes, I'll be up on Neil Boo One as usual. Yes. Hopefully a slightly better result than our 4-1 loss last time round.
And we should say a week Thursday. There's Nelson away. Yeah. We're not really covering that on the radio, but you'll be there for that one, I'm assuming.
Probably. Yeah,
I nailed you there. Aren't
I? Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, I might be at that one. Yes, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
You enjoying your pre-season? 2 games in?
Yeah. One game in for me. I didn't go to Real, but better result than Real, and obviously we can only improve from here on in.
Well, Neil, thanks very much, and have a safe journey home.
Thank you very much.
So, Carl, 2-2. Decent game, that.
Yeah, it was. It's obviously quite a dry pitch and quite bubbly, but I enjoyed it. Great to see a back four with 3 17-year-olds in it,
yeah,
playing against men, but, you know, and progressing really well. I thought they did excellent.
One of the players we picked up in the first half who stayed on throughout the second half was Steve Eddy. He was immense. How old was he? 17?
He's 17, Steve.
That's amazing, isn't it?
He's 17, Sam Baird's 17. Michael Jones, Cameron Horner, they're all 17. It's exciting for us to see, you know, the work that Rodri and Jack have put in with them. You know, they'll be backed up this week as well. This year with me in my new role. So they can only get better. We want them to improve, and we want to give them the opportunities.
Now, you touch upon your new role there. What is the change that's happened?
I'm going to be academy manager as and head coach. As well as doing the first team,
which is good really, because that means you've got that kind of Dario Gradi thing.
It's kind of like that. The reason why I didn't do it last year, because I think it's important to keep a distance between the young players and the management of the club. You know, if they do something wrong when I'm there, which kids tend to do, you know, I need to be a little bit harsh. So, but I'm sure it's only going to, you know, it worked to a certain extent, you know, but now I can be more hands-on and supporting Rodri and Jack and Tom Conroy, who's just joined the club as well.
I mean, I got accosted on the way out earlier, and someone wanted, who was number 14? He was brilliant, Kieran Glynn,
yeah. Played against our youth team for Hopwood Hall College team. That's the first time I've seen him play, and that, yeah.
Won't be the last time, I don't
know. No, very impressed. So I'll be speaking to Kieran tomorrow, because he's shown there great attributes, and impressive.
So there's onwards and upwards with regards to the youth team and the academies that are really good. The first teamers we had on, they got the run out that you were after?
Yeah, that's it. We needed a little bit longer. You know, Wolfie and Greavesy, they're going away in the next couple of weeks, so it's important for them to make sure we stick to the programme that gets in the fitness levels that's going to be required.
And a very Tom Greaves-esque header to open the scoring for us as well.
How many times have we seen that?
Brilliant. And I might be biased, because he looked very South Manchester-ish and very hipster-ish, but I'd just like to mention Basilio. He had an air about him, and very, very good.
Yeah, I thought he did excellent. You know, it's the first time seeing him play over and in training, and he's definitely worth another look. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, enjoy Switzerland. Have fun.
Will do.
Stay out of trouble.
Will do.
And thanks for joining us, Carl.
Cheers, mate. Nice
one, cheers, mate. And that's the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. Join us next week for another pre-season special of This Club Is My Club. Thanks to Stephen Wood. Thank you to Carl Madsen. Thank you to Neil Boo. And thank you to Josh Dyson and Rob from the FC Women's team for joining me on this week's show. Enjoy Switzerland, everyone. We'll be back next week with another special. From the Recreation Ground in South Manchester, this is Ben Hughes, signing off for This Club Is My Club. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.